In Northwest News, from KPLU, the Mariners take their six-game winning streak on the road. They're in Oakland to play a three-game series with the A's this weekend. KPLU sports commentator Art Teal talked about the team's back-to-back sweeps and how that might translate into a playoff run. It feels like something special is happening. Is it, Art?
Well, it could be. I can't quite say, yes, it's time to get excited like it's 2001 again or 1995. But what I can say is this is an extremely entertaining baseball team.
Yeah.
They play a lot of close games. They have a lot of drama in each game. And they're winning more than their share. Sure, winning makes everything exciting. We all understand that. But the way they can win is added some juice to this season that I can't remember since probably 2001. Because they lead the major leagues in three-run home runs.
Wow.
And that's a big deal. They've done it 12 times, which, and what that means is that they are playing close games that can be won on a single swing of the bat. That means you're paying attention because you never know with this team what they might do. And this series against Detroit was a great example. The game Tuesday night that went 15 innings that was really compelling theater included in the eighth inning when the Mariners trailed 4-1, a three-run homer by Kyle Seager.
Mm-hmm.
And it tied it up, and it stretched seven more innings of taut quality baseball. The managers were making moves and expending the bullpen. They wound up sweeping the series. They won six in a row, 8 of 9, and the homestand was 8-2. Really a tremendous boost for the Mariners right now in August. And this winning streak has gotten them to the edge of playoff contention when seemingly they were out of it just a few weeks ago.
Wow. Well, let's talk about which players have been the most fun to watch.
There's been three guys who've developed in this season that you couldn't have anticipated, I think. One was James Paxton, who is a starter now, finally hitting his stride as a 100-mile-an-hour lefty. The other guy that has really been remarkable, it's catcher Mike Zunino. He might have been the worst hitting player in baseball last year. They demoted him to AAA. They worked on a swing. They emphasized a team-wide mantra of controlling the strike zone. And Mike Zunino now swings at fewer bad pitches and makes better contact with strikes. And now he's becoming what everybody had hoped when he was drafted number two overall in 2012. The third guy is Mr. Electricity, Edwin Diaz.
Yes.
The reliever who's only 22 years old. He was in AA as recently as May. He's made the leap to not only the major league roster, but he's now the closer.
Yes.
He just seems to have this steely, unflappable demeanor. He's seen Mike Trout and Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera in this last week, and he's stared down them all.
Well, general manager Jerry Dipoto has been making a lot of personnel moves, not really involving big names. I wanted to ask you what was going on there.
Well, I think there is an overwhelming urgency to win this season. They are sick to death of having the longest absence from the playoffs in Major League Baseball, 15 years. And as a partial consequence, Jerry Dipoto has had 28 pitchers so far this season. The next new guy will be 29, breaking the club record. And they're willing to tell any player, if you're not delivering, you are going to go down, or you're going to go on the bench, or we're going to get rid of you. And that kind of pressure is making this team entertaining and successful. And I think fans are in for 6 weeks of very compelling baseball.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You'll find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.